We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We're Baltimore positive. We're positively into the crab cake season. And, I thought we were just doing four crab cake events in December. We're now doing five because Cousin John Shields, chefy to the stars, has opened his kitchen at Gertrude's. We're going to be doing that on the 19th. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'll have Raven scratch-offs to give away. Also going to make a new commercial around here for the holidays. I'm going to get Dave Shinen to put some holiday music together. Not all my stuff's going to be AI generated, including my new photo out on social media. We're through Thanksgiving, and we're now into December. We're into the holiday season. It's Pittsburgh week around here. My thanks to our friends at GBMC for keeping me healthy through the holidays too. We're going to be doing some more. I've got to get Dr. Ascari back on to talk about like cancer and stuff that happens to men like me that scared the bejesus out of me last weekend. So Luke is here. We had a weekend of leftovers, pumpkin pie. Dude, I'm a freaking cookie monster, man. Like I can't stop eating cookies, and I got fresh eggnog and I got eggnog ice cream. I mean, all the things, my most favorite things, like the Dean Martin song or whatever it is. And then there was football all weekend long, whether it was watching the Eagles and the Bears on Friday afternoon, which turned out to be a pretty good game. Interesting where the Bears are, interesting where the Patriots are, interesting where the Broncos are. As hard as they had to fight the Commanders, and the Bills and the Steelers, and then just sort of everything else about another wacky weekend in the National Football League that really began with the Ravens and the Chiefs laying big time, and the Lions laying turds on Thanksgiving Day.
I come out of the weekend kind of asking the same question I've been asking for a while. Who's great in the NFL? Who's good in the NFL? Who is in position to make the playoffs but isn't really good? And I feel like every week a couple teams maybe confirm your priors, but then you feel differently. And I've said for a while now of the Ravens, you think back to the bye week and coming out of the bye week, and Lamar wasn't quite ready, and the Chicago Bears are coming to town. That win continues to age very, very well, right? I mean, the Bears come out of the weekend with the number one seed, almost inexplicably, right? I mean, I think everyone agreed they were better, but going into the
Yeah, I
month
don't
of
believe in any
December,
of these teams, dude. I mean, you can't
the
sell me on the Patriots or the Broncos or the Colts or the Bears. I mean, you're not selling me on them right now. You're just not.
Team that you could have sold me on the most was the LA Rams, and they go to Carolina and they lose against the Panthers team that's decent at least, right? But not hardly great.
The Vikings should have marched Fran Tarkington out there or something. Tommy Kramer. I mean, whatever that was. That was a disgrace. I mean,
So to bring it back to the Ravens, I mean, to your point, I certainly don't believe in the Ravens at this point in time. I mean, I don't. I think this is a very mediocre football team. But that said, there's no prerequisite that you have to be great, or even in this case, good to make the playoffs.
you know who's
So
mediocre? The team they're playing this week.
I'm not sure Pittsburgh's even mediocre. And that's where I look at this thing and say, you better win on Sunday. I know it's Ravens Steelers. And look, that's not me saying that it's a guarantee they're going to win. Let's be clear. But I think the Ravens are mediocre. I think Pittsburgh might stink at this point in
Well,
time.
J.J. Watt's not out there and stuff, right? And Rodgers gonna play with a broken arm, and like I don't know, man. The whole
I mean,
PU, they
well,
stunk on Sunday.
to me, it really comes back to the fact that, I mean, they can't stop the run. I mean, that was atrocious. Buffalo, you knew Buffalo wanted to run the football. One, that's the best thing that they do at this point in time. Two, they're missing both starting tackles, so their offensive line is very much compromised, and you're trying not to put Josh Allen in too much of a compromised position. And so Pittsburgh knew it, and they couldn't stop it. It reminded me very much of what Pittsburgh looked like late last year, where the Ravens ran all over them at will, not just in that late regular season game, but certainly in the playoff game. So you look at that, you look at Rodgers. I'll say this, and this has nothing to do with, I mean, any dislike for Rodgers or anything like that, just strictly with his wrist right now and playing with that splint, that soft cast, whatever you want to call it. It's very clear he's not taking snaps under center. I think that compromises. That limits their running game. Not to say that he plays under center all the time, because he doesn't. He plays shotgun quite a bit. I think probably more more in shotgun than under center, but if you can't be under center at all, that compromises what you want to how you want to run the football, and it certainly compromises your play action ability. I'll say this, and I don't say this with any high thoughts about Mason Rudolph. I'm not so sure Mason Rudolph's not the better option for them right now, given Rodgers' wrist. But regardless, he was bad. They lack downfield pass catching talent. They have DK Metcalf, and after that, it's kind of not much. So, man, I look at this thing, and let me be clear: me saying all this, it doesn't mean that I feel better about the Ravens. It's but by default, I kind of do, I
Well,
suppose,
J.J. Watt was
because
limping around.
T.J. Watt,
T.J.
yeah.
Watt, excuse me, was limping around.
I think it looked. I didn't get the sense. I didn't hear anything after the game that that was overly serious. It looked
I
like
mean,
he just got
Hayward was
stepped
losing
on.
his mind. I
Yeah,
mean,
I mean that was kind of ugly. I mean, Hayward and Josh Allen going back and forth. I saw a clip that someone had posted that Hayward said something not very flattering about him. I don't know. It's the heat of the moment, but yeah. I mean, you look at them
he
and how.
said that Allen kicked him.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, and look, I'm not disputing that Allen didn't do any, but the fact is, you're talking about two high-profile players, and that kind of going back and forth. I mean, that was kind of ugly. But I mean,
Well, the
Pittsburgh was.
post game, and I'm having Will Graves on, and I think he was the one that pissed off Rodgers. I think he was the one that pissed off Tomlin, asking about being booed and fire Mike Tomlin and
Yeah.
all that kind of stuff. I mean, hey, look, one thing I didn't even point out about the Ravens, just going back to where they were Thursday night, dude, that place emptied out on Thursday
Sure.
night. And I mean, Steve Bisciotti has watched that place empty, tired, fire Harbaugh, we stink. Ticket prices are depressed here. The baseball team, I can't even, they've had, we'll get into the relief pitcher, but how the fans feel about the team, not how I feel about Peter Angelos or ever felt about Pete, but like, boy, oh boy, just really weird times with fans and teams and fatigue. And this week with Tomlin and Harbaugh, I mean, how many matchups for them now? 17, 18 years together. That's 36 plus play, 40 times they've met in these games. Going back to tripping Jacoby Jones for crying out loud. Like, it is amazing with these franchises. Cowher's on TV, Billick's out to pasture playing golf, doing what he was doing right now, raising grandkids out in Columbus. And these two guys are still here and under fire. And I can't imagine if the Ravens somehow have five turnovers against the Steelers and lose 31-14 to the Steelers and the thing's empty to the Steelers. I don't know, man. And the Steelers fans are no better at this point because they've been longer without winning than we have. We've had parades around here to kind of rub it into all of you yins and not from the confluence. But what a weird week for Ravens Steelers, right? Because one of these teams is going to win the division. It ain't gonna be the Bengals. So one of these teams is going to host a playoff game. I don't know which one. One of these teams got to find some level of good fortune. And with the Ravens having to play New England, Green Bay, maybe the Steelers are the good fortune. Maybe they're the Browns right now. We just don't know it.
Well, I mean, that's what's kind of funny when you look at the remaining five games and understanding Joe Burrow is back and you're going to Cincinnati. I kind of look at these two Pittsburgh games and look again. I'll echo what I said in the aftermath of that debacle on Thursday night. All bets are off in terms of me making assumptions, right? I mean, they had won five in a row. They were back in first place. You're feeling good. Short week. You look at the recent history of AFC North Thursday night road teams. I mean, they never win when it's a interdivision matchup on a Thursday night. The road team has hardly ever won. And not only did the Ravens lose, but they lost by three scores and they committed five turnovers, right? So that's the caveat here. But man, I mean, Pittsburgh, look, the Ravens on paper still, when you look at their offense, right? I mean, the defense has played better. They didn't play well in the second half on Thursday night, but we've seen the defense play better. I'm not saying that means they're the 2000 Ravens or the 03 or the 06 or the 2011 or even like the 2018 and 19 Ravens in that way, but the defense has played better. And the offense still has Lamar Jackson, still has all these talented skill players, still has Derrick Henry, right? So you can at least picture the offense getting back on track at some point in time. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but you can picture that. I have a tough time picturing that for Pittsburgh at this point because Aaron Rodgers is at the end, he's hurt. Their pass catching, their collection of skill players is very much lacking. Their offensive line's not bad, but when they have a quarterback now who can't play under center and you have to run out of shotgun and pistol, it really changes the dynamics of how you want to run the football. That's where I just look at that of these remaining five games. And let me be clear, I don't have a high degree of confidence that the Ravens are going to sweep them or necessarily, but of these five games, at this point, I feel like I'd rather play Pittsburgh than even going to Cincinnati or certainly going to Green Bay, right? Or even playing the Patriots in Baltimore, which is a game that I feel like is going to end up being flexed to Sunday Night Football. I mean, I'd be kind of surprised if it isn't, but we'll see. We'll find that out here in the not too distant future. But you look at Pittsburgh and boy, that's a mess. I mean, maybe they'll get Derek Harmon back, who has been pretty big for he's their rookie defensive tackle. He's been really good for their run defense, and he was missing Sunday's game. Maybe that made a bigger impact than anyone thought, but man, it's we talked about this a lot early in the season. We talked about this last year in the first half of the season when the Ravens had their defensive issues and woes that got Marcus Williams benched and Eddie Jackson waived and Dean Pease comes in, all that, right? I mean, the Ravens have dealt with plenty of that the last two seasons, but to see Pittsburgh's defense just get pushed around to that degree, I mean, it's jarring, just like it's been jarring when the Ravens defense has struggled to the degree it has the last couple years. It just feels very un-AFC North like, right? I mean, it feels very out of character for a Pittsburgh team in the same way it felt out of character for a Ravens team. So this is very much a man up kind of week. Again, just because we're sitting here burying the Steelers on the aftermath of their late Sunday afternoon loss and just a embarrassing second half at home. I mean, you talked about some of the post-game questions and the fans booing. Their fans booed Renegade coming over the loudspeakers. Like anyone who's been to Heinz Field or Acrisure Stadium or whatever it's called in this, you know that that's, begrudgingly, even though you're not a Steelers fan, that's a pretty cool kind of thing they have
What the
going,
hell
right?
did
And had for
Tommy
a long time.
Shaw ever do to these people? You
But
know?
my pastor from my church, who's a Pittsburgh fan, I've mentioned that over the years, sent me the actual video of Renegade coming on, and the fans they were fed up. They didn't even want to hear it because they knew, I mean, they were already cooked at that point. I mean, I think they were down two scores already in the fourth quarter when they played it or
I don't know
whatever
if
it
the
is.
Caps do unleash the fury when they're losing 5-2 with 2 minutes left. I don't
Yeah, I
think,
mean,
I don't know.
it's one of those things where I feel for the stadium worker that decides that because you kind of say, well, if we're going to make a comeback, we need it right now. But if it's already over, then we feel like we're kind of making a mockery of it. So, but it just
Yeah, if
speaks to,
John Belushi's out there saying it ain't over till we say it's over, it's a
yeah.
2-minute warning and you're down three touchdowns,
But
it's
then you
like,
realize you just said the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor, right? So, I mean, like, so it's just, both these teams right now are in such a bad place, but I think if you're asking me to handicap it right now, I'm still, I
well, you
think, a
saw
little more
Aaron
inclined.
Rodgers, right? I mean,
Right.
like, he can't do it. And I
And
don't
he
know
wasn't,
where Lamar is in all of this,
by the way,
dude.
Aaron, it's not like Aaron Rodgers was trending in that great of a direction even before he hurt the wrist. So, but to your point, I mean, Lamar Jackson's coming off of, the worst game and the worst three-game stretch he's had in at least a few years. I mean, that's how bad it's been for him. So, who
But
is
at
going to
least
get
he's not in the post game saying guys aren't practicing the right
right?
way and I'm throwing the ball. I mean, at the
Right.
end of the day, Lamar has not thrown the ball well. And that's,
No.
hey, that's where it's at, right? I mean, as Jaws would say, the eye in the sky does not lie.
Sure.
But in the case of where they are and you saying Joe Burrow, give me Joe Burrow and Chase. And if they can get Higgins back from the concussion 2 weeks from now, whatever, like, they would be the three best players on the field watching that Steelers Bills game. I mean, like, literally, that's on the field, and the Bills are a mess with their tackles, and everybody's hurt. In the Ravens case, and I know we have some issues with Kyle Hamilton and even Marlon Humphrey and the health of Lamar and
Nate Wiggins with the foot now, yeah.
Wiggins, right? I mean, there's some health issues. But boy, as I look around, I mean, Herbert broke his left hand, right? With the Chargers. So I don't know. Maybe it does set up for Bo Nix or Drake May to be in Santa Clara when the Super Bowl happens and representing the AFC. Maybe this is a year where that will happen. And one, if not all, of Allen, Mahomes, and Jackson will not be in the playoffs. I feel like the Bills are the best shot to get in at this point, but also the Ravens, given where the Steelers are, but the Ravens need to win some freaking games.
Right,
Like
right.
2-3 here is not going to get it done, I don't think. But I don't know. The Steelers might be 1-4, and the Bengals might be 5-0. I don't know.
I will say this, and look, this isn't anything new because we were talking about this back when they were 1-5, and you're kind of looking at the division. And look, I mean, even then, when Pittsburgh got off to good start, but at no point this season has anyone said the Pittsburgh Steelers look like Super Bowl contenders, right? At no point this season has anyone said they look like a team that could make a deep run in January. I mean, they just haven't looked that way. I mean, the Ravens had all the preseason hype, right? But even at one, when the Ravens were 1-5, even
The
then,
Ravens got a
everyone was
pass at
saying,
1-5 because A, the defense stunk so bad that it had to get better. B, everybody's hurt.
yeah.
So there was a thought back then that the Ravens were still going to win the division, even when it
Yeah.
looked hopeless to the betting community. The betting community went all in on that.
Sure.
5 games in a row they won. I don't know what that parlay would have gotten you, Johnny, but I would say for me, the notion that this is a two horse race, the Bengals were the best team this weekend.
Yeah, they were. It's going to be amazing for Pitts or for Cincinnati to most likely look back and look, they still have I think ESPN Analytics. I saw, Jameson posted it on social late Sunday night in the aftermath of that Pittsburgh loss. I think the analytics, and again, this is for conversation purposes. These numbers aren't meant to be
I
gospel
know
or
where
anything
you're
like that.
going with this, and let me
No,
just plug the fact that Aaron Schatz is coming on Wednesday.
sure,
So there, all right.
and we'll see the DVOA playoff odds and all that. So the Ravens they have at 58%, Pittsburgh at 35%, the Bengals at 7%. Cincinnati is, I'd be shocked if they win their last five, right? I mean, I know their defense, I mean, they manned up and give them all the credit in the world. Their defense played well against the Ravens. They deserve that credit. They beat the Ravens. They beat them pretty soundly, right? I mean, it's just that
I
simple.
think if Joe Burrow
But
gets any protection and they can run the chases, can run the
they
ball a little
just.
bit and get open, they're gonna he's gonna be good for 24, 27 points, like they're against
Well, the
pedestrian defenses. Now
problem is they need to be better than that
they
because they're
might
an
give up
eight.
41, right?
And I mean, that happened to them last year
Unless
even.
they get 5 turnovers.
So, well, right. Well, and you're not going to get five turnovers every week. You might get two, but you're not going to get five every week, right? So, but I think what's wild is Cincinnati's going, and look, they can still play spoil. I mean, the Ravens are going to go there next week, right? I mean, so, and Cincinnati plays Buffalo. This coming week. So they're going to have an opportunity to really play spoiler, if nothing else. But they are going to look back at what happened to them about a month ago when Joe Flacco was playing well for them and their offense was scoring points. And what happened to them? They lost to the Jets and they lost to the Bears in a collapse kind of fashion, right? Where it's just inexplicable. And I get it. The Bears are the number one seed in the NFC right now. And all, but those were two games where they snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. And just imagine right now if they were sitting at 6-6 right now. And we know everything, every time you have an event in a game, it changes what's going to happen after that. But if the Ravens, the Steelers, and the Bengals were all sitting at 6-6 right now, I'm not so sure, especially when you consider the remaining schedule. I think I'd probably pick Cincinnati, but they're not, and they're 4-8, and the idea that they have to win out just to get to 9-8, that makes it far-fetched. But they can still, they beat the Ravens again, and then we're talking about the Ravens, or can they sweep Pittsburgh? What's going to happen when Drake May comes into town with the Patriots? Although their offensive line, has taking some hits, with some injuries, and going to Green Bay. I mean, man, it's tough picturing the Ravens winning 4 out of 5 at this point. Can we say that much at least? I mean, I don't think that's being Debbie Downer saying that. I think that's looking at this team with just what they've looked like for most of the season, quite frankly. So, man, I think 9-8 probably wins this division at this point in time. So, can you get to 9-8? Can you win 3 out of your last 5? The key there, and this is where this again brings it back to this Sunday and then what's going to happen in week 18. It's going to come down to these two head-to-heads. I mean, it just is. If you can sweep Pittsburgh, I'm not so sure how much as long as you don't lose the other three, and then you're talking about being in a position where you're 8-9. If you sweep Pittsburgh, you kind of, I mean, I feel like it would be like 98%, 99%, whatever it would, right? So, I mean, it just comes down to these head-to-heads. And look, I don't feel great about what I saw whatsoever on Thursday night. And I still don't 3, 4, 5 days later. But in comparison to seeing what Pittsburgh did on Sunday, I don't know if I'd feel better, like relatively speaking, I guess just comparing the performances, but just where Pittsburgh is right now with their quarterback situation, and a quarterback who is not playing very well, like Lamar, but is also, has a very distinct, cast or whatever that can't allow him to play under center. I mean, that's a big thing right there. That's changing fundamentally how you try to run the ball, how you try to, run play action. And that's why I said, I'm not so sure that Mason Rudolph wouldn't be slightly
Then
better
the
if you think
center
about it.
snaps the ball into the ground, right?
Yeah,
I
right.
mean,
And look, I mean, that's not the, I mean,
their operation wasn't good, but Tomlin's body language, he doesn't look healthy and spry to me. I haven't talked to him in several months.
I mean,
I
think about it. The Ravens, and look, I don't want to make this sound like it's too positive because their offense, there was very little to take away that was positive. But I will say this. They at least moved the ball on Thursday night. I mean, they committed 5 turnovers, and obviously you do that, you're going to get beat. I mean, you're just not going to survive that. But they at least moved the ball, and there were some flat, like Isaiah Likely actually was productive, right? I mean, and made some plays.
right on down to the
Right to the two-inch line,
hairline.
right?
Right. Yeah.
But Pittsburgh didn't even have that on Sunday. I mean, they didn't move the ball. They didn't do anything, right? I mean, it was sickly, right?
That
I mean,
Gainwell guy's good, but right. Much like Brees Hall. I mean,
but
like
he's
they have these interesting, like sort of Ray Ricey, Dave Meggett kind of, fast, shifty dudes in the league. There's some interesting running backs in the league that I see play week after
I
week.
mean, Jalen Warren and Gainwell are a good combo, but like
Keep
we're
Mitchell for our offense, you know what I
sure,
mean? Like, yeah.
but they, I mean, Buffalo, if there's something that's been talked about the Buffalo defense all year, besides, losing Ed Oliver and the injuries they've had, they haven't been able to stop the run. And Pittsburgh, they couldn't run the ball nearly to the degree that they needed to against them. So what are they going to do then? I mean, you see what they have to do when they're behind. I mean, they can't throw the ball at all. So that's where you look at this thing and say, this Sunday, talking about the home game, right? I mean, forget about week 18. That's still, we're still talking a month away until that happens. But you better win on Sunday because that's a Pittsburgh team that is not very good. I get it. The Ravens aren't very good right now. But I see a path, at least I see a path for the Ravens being better. Whereas Pittsburgh at this point, short of them forcing 3 turnovers, which they're apt to do. So you better take care of the football. You certainly needed to have gotten it out of your system last Thursday night, right? If you fumble the ball 4 times again, then yeah, you're going to get beat. And it's going to be one of those same old Ravens Steelers games of recent years that have just been frustrating because over the bulk of Lamar's career, the Ravens have absolutely been better than the Steelers. I don't think there's any disputing that. But when they played head to head, they've turned the ball over and crazy things have happened until late last
What's
year with.
Lamar's record against the Steelers? Somebody put that up.
I
It's
mean,
like horrible,
it's
right?
not great, but the last 2 times they played, that was a different story, right? They ran the ball. Pittsburgh or Buffalo gave you such an obvious script of what you need to do. Run the freaking football. I mean, I can't be any more. And you know me, I'm not the guy that says that you run it 45 times a game to get to the Super Bowl, because that's not how it works in the modern NFL. But to win Sunday's game, run the freaking football. If you can't, well, I mean, okay, we'll see what happens then. But I mean, Buffalo ran all over them, all over
Well,
them.
did you saw the post game where Watts said like they ran the same play
Yeah,
over and
they
over
kept
and over
running the
again?
same plays, right? I mean, there was nothing. It wasn't this exotic scheme or anything like that. It's not like they lined up in Wildcat or like anything crazy. They're running the ball. Now, James Cook is a heck of a back, but Derrick Henry still is, right? I mean, whether he's as great as he was last year or not, he's not washed up. You know, he's not incapable. But can their offensive line, and can Todd Monken, and can the entire operation sit there and say, we need to go do this to win a football game? Or are they not able to run in early down situations, and then they get in second and long and third and long, and then it becomes a little more, okay, what's your passing game going to look like? Because it hasn't looked very good for a while now. And Lamar Jackson, as we know, is coming off of a really bad game. And it's not to say that they won't be able to do it, but you'd like to just take a cue from Buffalo. I mean, they ran 51 times for 250 yards, 249 yards, and Josh Allen threw 23 times. He had 123 yards. I mean, that wasn't a game that's going to get Josh Allen MVP consideration. Not that he's in that running right now anyway, you know, in the same way Lamar's not, but it had nothing to do with gaudy numbers or flashy highlights or anything like that. They did what they needed to do to win a football game, and they did a heck of a job doing it. So that's where I look at this thing and say, can this Ravens offensive line, can this Ravens offense line up and do a similar thing? I mean, you'd like to think you can. And like I said, maybe Derek Harmon's back for the Steelers with that front, and he makes a little bit of a difference. But I mean, we're not talking about a Hall of Famer. He's a rookie, you know, like he's been good for them, but you can't tell me that that's the only reason that that happened to them. I mean, there's very much a what's under the hood conversation about them that feels very similar to what happened to Pittsburgh late last year. So we're going to find out. But at the same time, we're talking about a Ravens team coming off of a loss to, you know, it's one thing to lose to the Bills, right? But to lose to the Bengals, who have had one of the worst defenses of the last few decades statistically. You know, if you look at DVOA and, you know, not just that, but yardage, points allowed, go down the list, you know, I mean, it's ugly. And the Ravens played like that against that group, then yeah, there's going to be plenty to prove on Sunday and plenty to prove over these last five games. So it's wild to talk in these terms. It really is. I mean, you think about what this game means Sunday, and it's two teams that are tied for first place, but then you look at it and they're both 6-6, and you're just saying, I mean, like, what is this? I mean, it's very bizarro kind of territory, but someone's going to win. And to your point, someone's going to win the division. And barring a miraculous sequence of events, it's not going to be Cincinnati at this point, despite the Bengals having a chance to really make an impact here these next couple of weeks. But someone's going to win. So if you're the Ravens, you need to try to put aside what happened last Thursday night and move past it, learn from it, be a little more deliberate in terms of protecting the football. You certainly can't turn it over five times. You know, you turn it over two or three times against Pittsburgh. That gives a Steelers team that is not equipped to play from behind, gives them a chance to do what they want to do. So that's going to be the challenge. So it's, you know, we're going to see how it plays out. They better win, but am I through the moon, you know, over the moon confident that they're going to? Of course not.
Well, they have to
How
start
could
looking
I
like a
be?
good team or a capable
No.
team against other capable teams. And that's not to take anything away from 5 wins in a row, because I can beat them up about 1-5, and I can praise them about 5-1,
Sure.
because that's been the season for them. And it's like a seesaw. But part of the seesaw is it's not like they look great 1 week and crappy another week. They look crappy a lot of weeks and ordinary in some weeks. They don't look excellent at any point, and they don't look healthy. They don't look crisp. They don't look like they've practiced. I mean, that's going to be an interesting thing this week. Lamar, whether they're going to practice on Wednesday, Thursday, the weather, it's going to be cold as hell this week. So just a lot of things going on, that including two old tired coaches who've got $100 million in the bank and are perceived to be Hall of pretty good, but not lately. And it certainly have not had January success lately at all, either one of them. You'd say Tomlin hasn't had a quarterback. I don't know what Harbaugh's excuse is. Figure that out. But Luke is here. He is Baltimore Luke. We got plenty more to talk about. Luke, here's your homework. I want you to think about this. I want everybody in the audience to think about this. What's the number one thing you're concerned about? And that would be a great question. That I had that relationship with Brian Billick for so long, where I would literally, like, that was always the first thing I'd say to him. What's number one this week, Coach? What are you worried the most about? When we would talk privately, and he'd say, "Oh, race, health, this, that, whatever, my quarterback, whatever." There's always something. Lamar's health, that's got to be one, and 1A and 1B and 1C. But just in a general sense of what's going to make the whole thing better and what's going to lead this to the 4-1 or 3-2. I've lowered my bar at this point. I'm not lowering my bar for the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We have five locations we're hitting, beginning Fadley's next Wednesday. We're doing three in a row next week. We're going to be at Deep Pasquale's in the morning on Thursday. Friday, we're going to be at Honey's in Halethorpe. Then the following Thursday, Dundalk at Costas. And then I found out, like, Gertrude's wants me back. They love me over at the BMA. It's because John's my cousin. So we're going to be at Gertrude's at the BMA, and Dan Roderick's is coming out. We're not related, but he's kind of my Portuguese cousin. We're looking forward to that. He's doing his 1966 production. I hope he has at least one reference to Luis Aparicio in the 1966 play. I'm going to have to, he may, like, I may have to do that, like, product placement for my show. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery and our friends at GBMC for keeping me healthy, getting us on the road. I will have Raven scratch-offs to give away. We're also doing a cup of Super Bowl. So if you're asking, hey, when are you coming back to Coco's? When are you coming back to Pizza John's? I see Luke's hat making me. You can go to Pizza John's right now, as long as it's not the, as long as it's not. Oh, you can't go on Monday, but you can go any other day. Go to Pizza John's. I always want a double provolone cheesesteak with fried onions and mushrooms on a day when I can't have it, but that's okay. Little blondies will be waiting for me, a little chef salad. That'll be happening on Tuesday. Supreme pizza this week for me. Keeps me nice and warm. He is Luke. I am Nestor. We got plenty of football, and we got a new relief pitcher in town. We're going to talk about that and more. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.